I'm Doreen Jones in Turkey, where Ankara and Washington are committing themselves to deepening cooperation in Syria, a move that is now seen as part of a broader trend across the region. However, such cooperation, analysts say, is causing unease in Israel, which is voicing concern over Turkey's growing influence in the region. This week, the United States and Turkey committed themselves to increasing cooperation and coordination on the security and stability of Syria. The commitment followed a Washington meeting of the U.S.-Turkey Working Group. Özgür Ünlü Hüsükçükler heads the German Marshall Fund office in Ankara. He says the meeting is part of a reset in bilateral relations.
I think this shows us that there is at least the prospect that Turkey and the United States can get on the same page in the foreseeable future when it comes to Syria. Disagreements in Syria were part of the problem between Turkey and the United States. There are other issues, but this was one of the core issues. And I think it's significant. I mean, President Erdogan is one of the leaders that President Trump likes working with and trusts. But of course, this is the case until it is not.
Washington's deepening cooperation with Turkey in Syria comes despite Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warning US President Donald Trump that Turkey posed a security threat in Syria. Both Israel and Turkey have a military presence in Syria and are increasingly viewing each other as rivals. However, Trump played down Netanyahu's concerns during a February meeting at the White House, while underlining his close relationship with Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan.
And I told the Prime Minister, I said, just, Bibi, if you have a problem with Turkey, I really think I'm going to be able to work it out. You know, I have a very, very good relationship with Turkey and with their leader, and I think we'll be able to work it out. So I hope that's not going to be a problem. I don't think it will be a problem.
Erdogan is credited, along with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, in persuading Trump to lift sanctions on Syria. The surprise move, analysts say, ran counter to Israel's stance, which has been demanding any easing of sanctions on Syria be tied to Pacific concessions by Damascus. Trump's decision is seen as a major diplomatic victory for Erdogan, who has close ties with Syria's new regime. Galia Lindenstrauss, an Israeli foreign policy specialist at the Institute for National Security Studies in Tel Aviv, says Israel will be concerned over Trump's stance.
The US is adopting the Turkish position with regard to Syria, which is not completely in acceptance in Israel. And I think the fact that now the U.S. ambassador to Turkey has been appointed as the envoy to Syria also means that the Turkish positions will get more attention on the U.S. side. And that is in itself makes some concern in Israel. Because here Israel has its priorities with regard to Syria, and it wants that there would be also somebody pushing Turkey to be more flexible and not, of course, to build bases throughout Syria. That would be a very threatening scenario from Israel.
Israeli jets recently destroyed a Syrian military airbase that Turkish forces were poised to take over. Ankara insists its increasing Syrian military presence, in particular air bases, is part of supporting Syria's new rulers in countering the threat posed by insurgent groups like the Islamic State. The stability of Syria is a priority for Ankara, says analyst Ünlü Hüsükçükler, but says the establishment of Turkish air bases in Syria with accompanying missile defense systems has important security implications for Israel.
Israel has just found an opportunity, an air corridor towards Iran, which it can use without asking for permission from any third party. If Turkey takes over the bases, then Israel would need to take permission from Turkey to use the corridor, which it doesn't want to. But then, and I think that's understandable. But then for Turkey, Syria's security and stability is of utmost importance. And Turkey is devoting resources to keep Syria stable because Syria's stability is so important for Turkey's own security. And that's what Israel should understand.
Diplomatic efforts brokered by Azerbaijan between Israel and Turkey have resulted in the adoption of deconflicting structures, including a reported telephone hotline between Ankara and Jerusalem, to avoid any accidental confrontations. However, Iran's nuclear energy program is another point of dispute between Israel and Turkey. Here, Ünlü Hatırçıklar says, again, Trump appears closer to Erdogan's stance than Netanyahu's.
For Turkey, military conflict with Iran is a very bad scenario. I'm not entirely sure that that's how Trump feels, but for him, any conflict should be just a second choice. So if he can resolve this without a conflict, because conflict is not good for business. It seems Israel has made the judgment that it's time for military action. It's that the time for talking is over and now there should be military action. Trump disagrees. He thinks he does have a chance negotiating.
US-Iranian negotiators met in Rome Friday for the fifth round of talks. Negotiations strongly supported by Erdogan. The Turkish leader is also claiming Trump is sympathetic to ending an embargo on the sale to Turkey of America's latest fighter jet, the F-35, a move that would end Israel's technical edge over Turkey's air force. Trump's deepening relationship with Erdogan comes amidst reports of US presidents' unease over Israel's continuing war in Gaza. However, Israeli analyst Lyndon Strauss says Israel will be banking on the mercurial nature of Trump.
We know that Trump has a basic favorable view towards Erdogan. This was already in his first term and is continuing now. Trump also views Erdogan as the big winner for what happened in Syria, and he's voiced his appreciation to this a few times. But we also know that Trump can be tough towards Turkey, and he did implement sanctions against Turkey in his first term. So it's also, this good relationship also depends on whether Turkey will cooperate and be in line with Turkish, with US interests. But of course, Israel is watching.
However, with Israel's war in Gaza showing little signs of ending, threatening further diplomatic isolation, Erdogan for now appears to have Trump's ear, with the two leaders sharing similar agendas. I'm Dorian Jones in Istanbul.